Hello, hello, greetings, salutations, all the above, and welcome to actually the podcast. My name is Jordan Alexa, and to say I am excited to be here would be an understatement. And to say that I am scared to be here would be an understatement. But that's all right. We're here. Everything's good. And we're going to keep it moving. And we're going to get straight into it. Okay? So, today is the first episode of Actually. And so, we got to do some logistics. We got to do some introductions. You know, it's kind of like the first day of school. Oh, I don't know if y'all remember school. But when your teacher would say, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first day at school. We're going to go around the room. We're going to give our names. We're going to give two fun facts about us. I hated that. What fun fact do you want me to say? I went to Walmart this week. Like, I don't know. I never know a fun fact. But anyways, that's besides the point. Okay? So, like I said, my name is Jordan Alexa, and this is the Actually podcast. And let's see. Well, let's talk about the name first. Okay, so the name actually came from the people who surround me. from a little girl and all throughout my life, I have been known as the person to interject. I've been the person who's been known to say the thing that other people were thinking but didn't want to say. Uh-oh. I have been the person who has not been afraid to state their opinion. And when everybody I know imitates me, it never fails. They always start, somebody say, oh, do an impersonation of Jordan, do an impersonation of Jordan. People always say, actually. So apparently, when I'm about to state my opinion, or when I'm about to say something maybe that's contrary to what's going on or whatever, I start with saying actually. So when I was looking for a name of this podcast, I think that was very fitting based on what I wanted the premise of this podcast to be. And so we'll go to the next part, the premise. Now, in the year 2022, I have seen that everybody has something to say. Oh my goodness, everybody has something to say. And I figured, why not I say something too? Why not just ching, throw my two cents in there? I mean, why not? But honestly, the reason why I wanted to start this podcast is because, like I said, everybody has something to say. However, there are a lot of things that people are saying that is very one-sided, very rooted in trauma, very rooted in toxicity, very rooted in closed-mindedness. And I am a person who usually considers all sides. And I'm a person who is always looking for the truth. Like, I know you said that, but what's the truth? I know she said that, but what's the truth? Like, I know I see all this is going on, but what is the truth about what is happening? And so this show is designed or set up to be a show that's basically about perspective. What I plan to do is take maybe things that are current in culture, society, or old mindsets, and bring them to the table, bring them to the forefront, and actually put them things on the chopping block. Put those things under a microscope and see, like, are we really, like, believing the truth about these things? Or, you know, is our thought process towards these things correct? Is it right? And so I say that to say, oh my God, when you hear me talking on this podcast, please do not take everything that I say. I might say something I don't have no business saying. As I stated earlier, I am the person, I don't mind saying my opinion. I don't mind, you know, saying whatever it is that I have to say. By all means, this is a show about perspective, and I understand that my perspective may be different from your perspective, may be different from the majority perspective. But I just want there to be a place that exists where the majority isn't the loudest. And that brings me to the probably the last reason why this podcast exists. And that is for me. This podcast exists for me because I got to a place in my life where I was silenced. Oh, no. I was talking to my husband one time, and he told me that I used to be more colorful. And that hurt my feelings because I was like, what you mean I used to be more colorful? But what he meant was that I used to be more expressive. I used to be more, what's the word? I used to be more just out there, more, I don't know, exuberant. And I got to a place where, number one, depression. Hello, ding dong. Anybody else? Anybody else been there? Okay. Anxiety, but also the words of people caused me to shut up. They said, Jordan, shut up. And I said, no. They said, Jordan, shut up. And I said, no. They said, Jordan, shut up. And I said, I just might. They said, Jordan, shut up. And I said, you know, I'm sick of y'all talking to me in any kind of way. So I'm going to just go ahead and shut up. And so this podcast exists because I am not shutting up anymore. Okay? I'm going to say what I have to say. But also, I feel like I'm finally at a place to where I am coming into who I am and being unapologetically myself. And that's very important to me. I am a person who is big on authenticity. I have a whole business, you know, telling creatives to be authentic and all this other stuff. And we could talk about that another time. But I got to a place where it's like I am constantly in a position to where I'm helping people. I'm encouraging people to be their most authentic selves, you know, promoting vulnerability and all these other things. And it's a struggle for me. Like, it's hard for me to do it. And so I don't want to do that anymore. I'm coming to my own. And guess what? I'm actually nuts. So with that being said, there, like I said, I got to a place where I was really quiet. There's probably people who are going to see this who's going to be like, you know, I didn't even know that Jordan was like that. Surprise. So there's that. Moving forward, one thing that I do want to mention is that, by golly, this is my third time. This is my third time launching a podcast. This is my third time, you guys. And I feel like this time it is real. This time it is serious to me. This time it is something that I am actually, I feel like I'm proud of it. Even though I'm just starting, I feel like I'm proud of it. I feel like I know where I'm going. I feel like, you know, I have an understanding that I didn't have the first two times. Hello. The first two times I launched the podcast, I was in that place where, you know, people were telling me to shut up and I was listening to that voice. I was, hello, ding dong, depression, very much depressed, riddled with anxiety, all types of stuff. And I was podcasting about it, y'all. And granted, people were listening, but sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, were y'all depressed too? Like, sometimes when I go back and listen to the stuff I was talking about, I'm like, girl, I just want to give you a hug. Like, goodness gracious. I really want to go back and hug myself because it's like, oh my gosh. But even those first two podcasts, there was also, I was also at a place where a lot of people were telling me, like, you're like this. You need to talk about this. You're like that. You need to do this. You're like this. And I was just like, I got to a place where I was like, I'm not even happy doing this anymore because it's not me. And so I feel like with this one, this is me. Boom, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, boom. Y'all gonna get to see me in. Y'all gonna get to see me. And that's just what it is, okay? But also with that being said, with this being my third time launching a podcast, there was a lot of doubt. There's a lot of, girl, what is you doing? You about to do this again. You about to do this podcast thing. And it's going to flop. It ain't going to work. The people not going to listen. It don't matter. You going to see all these people. Everybody got something to say. You going to say something too. And who cares? Who cares about any of that? Who cares about any of that? And I had to get to a place where I realized that life really is about exploration. First of all, I'm sniffling and I sound crazy. And so please don't turn it off. My allergies are really bad right now. And if you hear me sniffling or if I sneeze, please don't turn it off. Okay. I know I sound bad to me. So that's besides the point. Life is about exploration. Life is about discovery. And one thing that I have noticed with talking to people, I have met people that, you know, I would deem to be very successful. And I've met people, you know, at a range, you know, different places in their life. And the truth of the matter is, don't nobody know what they doing. Friend, none of us have been here before. We're all lost. And we're all just making steps, hoping to figure it out. And sometimes those steps work. Sometimes those steps don't. And that's okay. And so I had to get to a place where I realized life is about exploration. Like, I'm here to live. I'm here to experience. I'm here to learn things about myself, because the other thing that I learned is, you know, as I continue to grow, as I continue to mature, there are things about me that I had no idea that was there, and I like it. And so life is about exploration. Life is about trying things. Life is about not putting yourself in a box. And the thing about me is, I probably should have said this earlier when I said my name is Jordan Alexa, but it's okay. We'll say it right here. I am a woman. I am a wife. I am a entrepreneur. I am a multi-creative, multi-passionate, multi all types of stuff. I'm an animal wrangler. I mean, I'm not an animal wrangler, but I mean, it's so many things that I do, I might as well add that to the list. I might as well add that in there. But even with all the things that I have going on, you know, people could look at me and say, she don't know what she got going on. She don't know what she want to do. And people have said that to me. People have said, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. But did y'all know that quote is jack of all trades, master of none, but is better to be something? Wait. It better to be a master of none. It's something, but that's the end of the quote. That's better than to be a master of none. Anyways, that's besides the point. What I am saying is, there are so many categories that I can belong to. And for so long, I tried to make those things my identity. Like, I tried to identify heavily with things that I do or hobbies that I have. And I would just get to itching. I would just be itching because I don't want to be in no box. Do not box me in. If you give me a wall, I'm going to kick it down. Period. That's one thing that I have learned about myself. And I've had to come to the understanding that life is big enough. We got all this time. Why not try new things? Why not fail and try again? Which is why I'm sitting here right now. Life is big enough. I remember one time I was talking to this girl. I hope she don't see this. But at one point I was working at a doggy daycare. And the girl was telling me that she wanted to be an actress. But she went to college and ended up working at the doggy daycare. And so she figured that she can end up becoming a dog trainer. I'm sorry, what? You figured you wanted to be an actress. She also wanted to be an accountant or something like that. But she ended up at the doggy daycare, and she said, so I figured I can become a dog trainer. You're just going to let life happen to you. You're just going to let life decide what you're going to do, what you're going to be. I mean, by golly, I'm sure. I know that it's hard to break into the acting industry. My husband is an actor, and I'll be watching him do his auditions, and I'm like, I'm tired just watching you. I don't know if I could do that. And an accountant has too many numbers. But she was good at math. I used to see her doing her homework in a little break room, but she said, I figured I'll just become a dog trainer. And when I was sitting there talking to her, I realized that she was defeated. And in that moment, that's when I realized that life was big enough. Because I was sitting there, I was telling her, you can be an actor and you can be an accountant and you can be a dog trainer. But even as I was talking to her, it was like I was encouraging myself that life is big enough. You can do it all. You really can. It's people. It's society that tells you that you have to be in a box that they can just check off. Because it's easier for them to be able to say, oh, okay, Jordan, she's the, and keep it pushing. No. You're not gonna know my next move. You're not gonna know what I'm about to do. You're just not. And so that's why I'm here. Because life is big enough.
Hey friend, let's connect. Be sure to follow me on Instagram @_JordanAlexa. That's @_JordanAlexa. So you can join the conversation and keep up with what's going on here at the Actually Podcast. Talk soon. Now back to the episode.
And I'm so looking forward to whatever this brings me. But even at the same time, like I said earlier, y'all, I'm scared. I'm terrified. And the reason why I'm scared is because, okay, so my background, my education is actually mass communications. I concentrated in digital media and telecommunications, which is television and radio. And my life has gone very much contrary of all of that. Everything that I saw for myself, everything that I imagined myself doing. I'm 28, and I'm not the baller that I thought I was going to be at 28. And that's okay. That's okay, because my life is unfolding the way that it is supposed to. But that has led me to a lot of disappointment, a lot of understanding, okay, God is saying no. Pause. Let me tell y'all something. I should have said this earlier. I should have led with this. Lord, forgive me. I'm a child of God. So you're going to hear me talk about him all the time. And that's it. Ain't no nothing. This is what it is. And so you're going to hear me talk about God all the time and Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for my sins. Amen. I had to get to a place. No, that's not what I was saying. Realizing that in a season of my life, God was saying no. God was saying not right now. And gosh darn it, that hurts. That hurts. I think a lot of times we pray for things, and when we pray, we expect God to do it because, you know, we see God as, when I pray for this thing, you're going to do it because I asked for it. Prayerful, but anyways. I prayed for a lot of things. I worked for a lot of things. I had some crazy opportunities being in the realm of, you know, television and radio, seeing that that's what I'm trained in. And God said, no, God said, not right now. And like I said, that led me to being disappointed. And I think that, well, I know that that disappointment and those no's led me to moving a certain way in my life. You know, there are certain things that I didn't do, certain opportunities that I wouldn't even wink at because God's no, and because I was disappointed. And so now I'm to a place where God is saying, do this. God is saying, hey, go for it. God is saying, hey, remember that podcast that you did twice? Do it again. And I am at a place in my life where I am, the best way I know how to say it is, I am recovering from God's no. And I use the word recovering because there is a mindset shift that I have to have now that he is telling me to go for it, now that he is telling me to pursue. But I realized that God was telling me no for a reason. You know, we can talk about this at some point, but I didn't used to be the most healthiest person mentally, my words. So probably being in a position like this probably wasn't the best thing to do. But also there are probably just things that I'm unaware of that were the reason why God said no. And that's okay. That is fine. I also have to realize that he's probably protecting me from something. And so, like I said, I'm at a place where I'm recovering from God's no. And what that looks like is, first of all, I had to realize that I was angry at him. I said, you telling me to do all this stuff and this the same stuff that you're telling me to do right now did not work before? You got me bent, God. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I be talking real reckless. That's all right, because I still get convicted, though, and I just say sorry and forgive me. But I was like, you got me real bent to think that I tried this over here, and now I'm going to come over here and do it again and to think that it's going to work. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it does not matter where this podcast goes. It does not matter how far it goes. Ultimately, what I know is that if this changes one person's life, then I have accomplished something amazing. But also at the same time, I am not about to cry. I'm about to cry. What the heck? I'm about to cry. No, I'm not. I did not expect to cry in this. Anyways, I know that everything that God instructs me to do is for the perfecting of my soul and for my life. And getting to a place and understanding that whatever it is that he's telling me to do, whatever it is that he's telling me not to do, whatever it is that he's blessing, whatever it is that he's putting his favor on, whatever it is that he is putting his no on, whatever it is that he is stopping, is for the perfecting of my life, and it is for my benefit. And I'm okay with that. Woo, I'm gonna shed a tear. Oh, that was so close. I know y'all heard that whatever God's saying. I know y'all heard that quiver in my throat. Ooh, Lord. Him trying to embarrass me. Don't do that. And so I am at a place where I am moving. I'm stepping out of the fear of disappointment. Yes, I was disappointed in the past. Yes, these things happened, and, you know, yes, I was, you know, at a place where I was listening to what it is that people were saying to me, and I was letting what it was that they were saying determine how it is that I moved and what I acted like. But guess what? I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. So I just want this first episode to be an invitation. An invitation to those who may have had a similar experience as, you know, I have had. You know, I just talked about, you know, coming from a place of disappointment and stepping into your own. Hello. Congratulations if you are. And you know, it's going to be a process. And if you're willing to walk with a girl who, you know, is on that journey of exploring, then I invite you to come along with me. This invitation is also for anyone who is also like me, in the sense of you are always the one to interject. You are always the one to say what other people don't want to say. You are always the one to see things from multiple perspectives, to look for truth, to desire truth, but to also be compassionate. Oh my gosh, why do we lack so much compassion as a society? Can somebody tell me? Somebody fill me in. Let me know. Because I am very confused as to why we have lost so much compassion for each other. It really is disgusting. I don't know if it's social media. I don't know if it's the internet. I don't know if it's just us being isolated so much over the past few years. But we have no compassion for each other. And it is so apparent. No compassion, no consideration. And we have got to do better. This is an invitation for the I always refer to myself as the sore thumb of every group. No matter what group you put me in, I'm still sticking out. I'm still sticking out. If you feel like that's you, this is an invitation for you to just come and be amongst the conversation. That's it. That's all I want from you. I just want for y'all to just come here and just for us to talk and consider perspectives and things of that nature. That's all I want. That's all I want. And like I said, I'm so excited to be here. So nervous, so scared, but also just blessed. I'm very blessed to be here. Very blessed to I don't know, that God really just was like, hey, do this. I don't know what he about to do with it. Like I said, it doesn't matter how far it goes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it really is blessing me just sitting here right now. And, yeah, that's all I have to say for today. Whoever's listening, I just want to say that I love you. Thanks for listening so much. And I hope that you come back for more, that you will join me on this journey, that you will dare to embark on listening to perspectives and considering all sides and slapping society in the face and knocking down old thought processes and whatnot, because that's what we're doing. So, yeah. With that being said, if you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at _JordanAlexa. And please, by all means, DM me, reach out to me, talk to me, and let's get this conversation going. That's what this podcast is here to do, to start conversation and to consider perspectives and all that jazz. So, yeah. That's all I gotta say. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. I pray, I hope that you come back and join me on the next episode of Actually. All right. I love you so much, even though I don't know you. I still love you. All right. Bye.